Hi, welcome to Bolt for Life. I am Garrett Bolt, actor, personal trainer, former powerlifter, pro wrestler, and chronic pain thriver. Bolt for Life is a podcast about living with the challenges of chronic pain. Our goal is to acknowledge, inspire, and relate to people living with chronic pain. I believe it is not only possible to survive, but to live a full life and thrive with chronic pain. No matter where you are in your journey, our mission is to give you the information and inspiration that will help you become Bolt for Life. The Bolt for Life podcast has made it 1 year, and we're not reaching millions of people yet, but we're obviously touching the lives of people out there. I've been receiving messages throughout the year from some pretty incredible people telling me some really heartwarming, heartbreaking stories, also asking for help. And I'm so grateful to be here, and the Bolt for Life podcast is here to help you guys and to live a full life and thrive with chronic pain. So on today's episode, I'd just like to share some of these messages with you. This one is from Charles. Hey, Garrett, great thing you are doing, and not for yourself, but to let people know that they are not alone. Keep up the good work. Oh, thanks, Charles. I appreciate that. And that's what we want to do with the Bolt for Life podcast, is to let people know that they're not alone. We want people to be able to relate to what we're doing. But then also we want to give them some great information and hopefully some inspiration that can really help them to live a full life and thrive with chronic pain. Okay, and this one is from Tracy. I just wanted to send you a quick note to let you know that your podcasts are so encouraging. My sister Vicky was right when she thought I would like your first episode. You're a fantastic storyteller. I also really enjoyed your guest. I really appreciated Dr. Frank's invitation to help your listeners find a doctor in the area. And I love listening to Kayla Riley get excited about helping people. It is no surprise that you're surrounded by generosity, as that is exactly what I believe you should be doing. I heard your wife mention you are more than your occupation, and that stuck in my head. I've been a homeschooling mom for 5 of the past 22 years, and I'm looking forward to the end of that career and the beginning of a new one. Thank you. Thank you, Beth, for that reminder. Thanks again for sharing your story. Looking forward to hearing more. All the best as you continue to encourage and inspire others. Whew, well, thank you. That's really touching, man. Wow. I really appreciate Tracy acknowledging what we've been doing and even mentioning some of the guests that we had on. Those are also two of my favorite episodes, the Dr. Frank episode and the Kayla Riley episode. You know, it means a lot to me that we can reach people's lives. And it sounds like here, not only with chronic pain, but also just with your journey that you're on with finding your purpose and your direction in life. So it's touching, you know, both those episodes and just about everyone that we've done have meaning to me, and to hear it said back to me means a lot. Thanks for that, Tracy. So here I have a message from Timothy. This is on Messenger. It says, hey, where's your CRPS located? And I responded, my left foot and abdominal where I had a surgery. Both are surgery-related sites. Right foot here. I got lucky. I got it under control about a year, fighting back now again. Started in 2013. A month ago, I could run 3 miles. Now I can't run 100 yards. So yeah, even just a small interaction like with Timothy that we had there, I think is so important to have somebody that you can relate to, somebody that's going through the same things that you're going through. And though it may not seem like a lot on the surface, sometimes I think that can make the difference. And that's what we want to do. And you can find us on Instagram, Facebook. Of course, you can listen to the podcast pretty much anywhere you find podcasts. And, you know, feel free. I'm always happy to reach out as much as I possibly can. And I want to tell you guys that your messages help me, I can say, immeasurably. You guys have gotten me through a lot of tough times this last year. And sometimes just a message here and a message there really changes my whole perspective on a day, and I hope it does the same for you guys. Okay, this one is a message on my Messenger from Tyler. Chronic pain is literally killing my daughter. Trying everything. Currently on palliative care medications. So strong, meds trying to control ineradicable pain, they say. Any ideas? I wrote back to Tyler. I said, hey, Tyler, I'm so sorry to hear about your daughter's condition. I hear you. I had to keep searching for things that helped me and still am searching. It is so hard when the pain just doesn't stop. Anything that helps is my suggestion. With time, I found that I can learn to live with it. We have some helpful ideas on the podcast that I know it is so hard and discouraging, but if she just hangs in there and find any victory, however small, and hold on to it and build on it, please keep in touch. Know that you and your daughter are in our thoughts and prayers. Whew, that's a hard one. I get a lot of these, and I haven't kept them all because, honestly, they're really hard. But you know, the answer is the same, and you know, I believe, and we've talked about it on the podcast, when it comes to medication, I really believe that that's a conversation that should be had with your doctor and your medical professionals. You know, my rule with pain medications is if the pain is more dangerous than the medication, I take the medications. And you know, if you don't understand that, how dangerous the pain can be, then, you know, maybe you haven't been to that place yet, and hopefully you never will be. Pain medications are obviously extremely dangerous, and obviously her daughter was on high doses, and that can be part of a chronic pain journey, but with or without medication, whatever, wherever you are, the other things that we try to share on this podcast will help. And that's finding any little thing that helps you and to just hang on. So as difficult as these messages are sometimes, I'm happy to answer them and share my experience with them. But I feel like it's so much better if you can find a community, if you can find a support group, or you can find a group of people here. And that's what we want to build here, is a group of supportive, like-minded people that are finding a way to live the best life they can live with chronic pain. And I know that obviously, I have not had as many experiences as collectively as all of you have, and that gives us a much better opportunity to help and support each other. Here's just a little, maybe a little bit lighter one. This one's from Mandy. Congratulations on the podcast, guys. I'm downloading Spotify on my desktop now. That was from the day after we launched our podcast, so thank you, Mandy. This is from Kathy. I have a back problem, and I want to be in shape. Do you have any advice? Hi, Kathy. Nice to meet you, and so sorry to hear about your back problems. I would say to work around the back issues, doing things that do not aggravate the issue, and then slowly strengthen the areas that then strengthen the area that has the issue. But you've got to work around it first. He said, thank you so much. I will try that, and hopefully we'll see some results. This one is from Michael. Hey, I saw you had multiple back surgeries. Question, have you had a cervical fusion? I am currently in need of a fusion surgery, and any advice you could give me would be appreciated. My response was, hi, Michael, sorry to hear about your neck issues. I have had 3 lumbar fusions, but no cervical fusions. I do have a neck issue, but I've been able to maintain that and avoid surgery so far. I feel like when it was time for me to have my fusion, I knew it. It was a rough decision each time, but I believe the best option was to have one when I had it at the time. One risk is waiting to fuse is that you can develop permanent nerve damage due to the long-term pressure on the nerves. Having said that, it is also something I did not want to rush into. If you do have it, and it sounds to me like you are probably ready, just prepare the best you can. I would say ask a lot of questions and plan ahead of time for your recovery. Please feel free to reach out to me if you can. He said, thank you so much. That's a really great one, and I get this question a lot about fusions. And obviously, I've had 3, and prior to each one, I had extensive procedures and tests and all kinds of things done. And for me, when it was time, I knew it was time because I had exhausted all the other possibilities. And just like I pointed out to Michael, the danger in waiting, and I've done this too, is just being pigheaded and not wanting to have the surgery because it is not an easy thing to do, that I have most likely caused myself more permanent nerve damage by waiting on one of my back surgeries for sure. So it's not something to you know, go into lightly, but when it's the last resort, it's the last resort, and it's probably your best resort. This one is from Brian. Hey, Garrett, hope all is well. I have a client who has a really close friend that deals with chronic pain and would benefit from support group. Without sharing too much information, this particular person is a healthcare professional, and he had somebody that was a friend of a friend, you know, that was looking for some good, positive information for somebody living and dealing with chronic pain. And that's part of the reason we started this podcast, is that there's a lot of chronic pain support pages out there, and a lot of them are really great. But the one thing that we wanted to do a little bit different, and I think those those sites and organizations stuff do a really great job of helping people to relate and know that they're not alone. And a lot of them give some really great information, but we wanted to put it in just a little bit of a different twist. And we wanted to share, first of all, my story and how I'm learning to live with chronic pain. And we also wanted to find some other healthcare professionals that we could bring some good, solid information and hopefully some motivation to you guys. And as we've gone through, we've been able to find some really interesting guests and interesting healthcare professionals, and we promise to bring you more in the future. Moving over to Instagram, here's a conversation I had with Lifting to Heal on Instagram, and she is awesome. She's like exactly the type of people that we want to connect with and collaborate with and give you guys great information and inspiration. And it goes something like this. I can't tell you how much your podcasts have meant to me. This is Lifting to Heal. They helped me so much, and I was in shock to hear that you also have CRPS. You fought through so much and are an inspiration to me. And I wrote back, thank you. I really needed to hear that today. It's great to connect with someone else who understands and is working on being their very best self. So glad to meet you. I'm very motivated by seeing what you are accomplishing. Maybe we can collaborate in the future. Lifting the Heel said, that would be incredible. I'd love to collaborate. I'm very passionate about non-invasive multiple disciplinary approaches to chronic pain and the anxiety and depression that results from it. I'm not exactly sure what that looks like right now, but I know I want to help others with chronic pain to have hope. What you're doing is super powerful. I've been missing listening to your podcast. I need to go back and re-listen to old episodes. I hope you're doing well. Her stuff is really great. If you check it out, Lifting the Heel on Instagram. And she's really doing the same kind of things that I have found to work for me and many of our guests have talked about. And that's getting out and finding what you can do. You know, I always say weights, resistance training, any of that type of stuff is a super safe, controlled environment when you do it properly. And it can help in so many ways. And we have a great episode coming up with a personal trainer / physical therapist. And he talks a lot about resistance training and the benefits of it for people with chronic pain. So Lifting the Heel, if you're out there, it's coming your way. Just hearing that positive feedback from the podcast or some of the things that we've talked about and that we've done have been such a big pick-me-up for me. It's been really motivating, and it changes my day. I can't tell you guys how much it means to me to get a message about somebody commenting on something we've done or something they can relate to. And that's what it's all about. Hopefully we're doing the same thing for you, and I appreciate it. So this one's from J.M. Bergman. Hi there. Thanks for supporting chronic illness. I have fibromyalgia, among many other things. And I wrote back, it's so nice to meet you. Sorry to hear about your chronic illness and fibromyalgia. I have RSD and CRPS and 7 back surgeries. Nice to connect with like-minded people that understand. And that's it. Sometimes it's just as much as just like, you know, I acknowledge what you're going through and I can relate. And sometimes that means a lot. This one's from Heather on Facebook. There is a void talking about RSD, healthy natural alternatives in living with RSD. I had my right leg amputated April 2nd due to RSD. I had tried everything. I'm all about hope, inspiration, and living my best life. And I replied, so sorry to hear about your RSD. I can understand the feeling of wanting to amputate my left foot. I love your mission. It is exactly what our podcast is about. Heather says, my mission is to let people know there's always hope and that everyone has a story. Stories lead to inspiration, and inspiration leads to hope, and hope leads to action. We all need to turn the positivity up. Be the change. My amputation has improved my overall health, RSD, significantly. I was on palliative care from 2014 to 2015, and now I feel like I am thriving. I am going to live my best life. All right, let's repeat that. Stories lead to inspiration. Inspiration leads to hope. Hope leads to action. Right on, Heather. You are an inspiration. Heather is exactly the kind of guest we want to have on the Bull for Life podcast. She just sounds amazing, awesome. I appreciate her reaching out to us about that. And Heather, we're going to be in touch. Thank you. So we don't always have the answers to everybody's problems, but if we can share somebody's story and you can relate to that story and you get even a little bit of hope out of that, hopefully that can lead you to some action and you can focus on the things that you still can do. And, you know, Heather's quote there about the action really makes me think about so many of us that have made the action, tried something, and it didn't work. It was too much pain. It just wasn't doable. I can totally relate to that. But what I know is that this is a continual process. And that's why on the Bull for Life podcast, we want to keep giving you great information and inspiration so that you can find the way you can be your best self. You know, what worked for me might not work for you, but what worked for our next guest might work for you. And I think it's a day by day process, you know, and I know that we can do it. I know we're all human. People can do amazing things. And wherever you are at this point in your life, you've made it this far. And remember, the one thing in life is that the only thing that's certain is change. Things will change. And we can be part of the decision of whether they change for the better or change for the worse. So let's listen to Heather. Let's be inspired by her. And let's make the change and the action for the better. All right. This one's from Teresa. I would love to share your post. Since losing my son in 2013, I've been in touch with Jim, who sent awareness bracelets, and I send donations to RSD. The anniversary of his death is June 3rd, and I try to share something or someone new on social media. I believe RSD might be neurological, and I want to see more research on RSD. And I said, Teresa, so sorry for your loss. Yes, please share. Thank you. We want to do everything we can to help people living with RSD and chronic pain. Yes, I agree. More research needs to be done, and I am glad to meet you. So I was maybe 2 years into my RSD, and it was bad. Like, it's improved over the years, like coming off of gluten, the different treatments, everything. It's better. It's the best it's been probably since I got it. And it was really, really bad then. But we went to a fundraiser in Central Park for RSD, and we met, you know, people all over the Northeast. There was actually even a girl there from Colorado who had it in her whole body, you know. So I learned a lot more than I wanted to, in a way, about RSD. And then met a guy who was there. Who they partner you up with people who are involved in the organization. Yeah, oh, that's a sad story. His wife killed herself, and she had her foot amputated, and she actually had the same pain management doctor that I had for a while, and we were able to connect. Just a sad story. So we're still friends with him. His name is Lee. And her name was Danielle. And even though I never met her, I just felt really connected to her, you know. And he stays real involved in the RSD community because of everything that he went through with her. And she was a badass. She was like a West Point graduate. She was like, I mean, you know, a real go-getter. And she just couldn't take it, you know. And So that had a lot to do with us moving down here, because we had Jake, I had this, we knew I was going to need more surgeries, we knew it could spread, and we knew we needed to be closer to family, you know. So this turned out to be, you know, the best option for us, which it has. It totally has been, you know. But you know, I told you I fought the moving down here, and that's an understatement, because I wasn't going to do it. Like, that was it. Like, no, I like living up there. We had friends up there. I love the area. I had a job waiting for me, you know, at the personal training studio in Rye anytime I wanted. I had personal training clients that I trained in home that as soon as I could train them. And, you know, I wanted to get back to doing that. But after that, and after seeing everything, I realized, no, I need to change some things, and we do need help. And then not 6 months after we moved here, I had another spinal fusion, you know. And obviously that's the one from the front. It didn't go super great. So we would have been it would have been bad if we had stayed up there, and who knows how things would have went. But either way, I would have had to have the surgery, you know, and it just we would have needed help, and we just didn't have the help up there. Oh, here's one from Facebook from Dennis Reed, who is a mentor of mine, a coach of mine. He's an amazing guy. He's a world-class Olympic lifter, and then he was a world record power lifter in the 80s, and incredible guy. I saw him squat 850 pounds when he was 54 years old. He's now in his late 70s. Forgive me for saying so, Dennis, and he looks amazing. I'll have to post some pictures. But this is from Dennis Reed. Garrett, it's been a long time since we've worked out together. Heard your podcast about your deadlift injury. Don't know if you were at the gym when I had my injury squatting in 1981. It was 2 weeks after squatting my world record, 848 pounds. I felt strong and decided to try 875 pounds. All went well. I was at parallel, ready to come up when my right knee blew out. Lucky for me, I had 5 spotters that saved me from serious injury. Surgery, 3 months of rehab later, I was told I would walk with a limp and would never squat again. Maybe I was lucky, but I was able to come back, and I actually did 940 pounds in the gym, 893 pounds officially in competition. This is after he blew out his knee. I don't have to tell you the pain I had to endure to rehab and the depression that came with it. I get your pain and depression because I was there. Oh man, that's coming from my mentor, you know. I'm fortunate that I grew up and I learned from guys like Dennis Reed and Eddie Cohen and guys that are world-class lifters, world record holders, and world-class individuals. I see possibly another future episode coming our way. But Dennis is an incredible guy, and I'm so fortunate to know him. But if you check out his profile picture on Facebook, that about says it all. He's in his late 70s, and he looks like that. So thank you for everything, Dennis. You're a true inspiration. I want to look like you when I'm your age. I always have. And this one's from Beach Barbell on Instagram. I'm a physical therapist and trainer in Wilmington. We opened up a gym and a clinic a couple weeks ago. I'm happy to say you are thriving despite chronic pain. I've done quite a bit of studying on modern pain science, and my mom also has chronic pain. She has really turned her life around, and as of late, she's been doing more lifting, which she really is enjoying. If you ever need anything, don't hesitate to reach out. I would love to hear your story sometime. And we reached out to him, and we have him as a guest on the next episode of the Bull for Life podcast. And if you or someone you know is interested in being a guest on the show, please let us know. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook. You can even reach out to us at info@boltforlife.com. So it's not just about the information and the inspiration, but also the awareness. And we want to spread awareness about as many things as we can, dealing with chronic pain and chronic diseases. I mean, CRPS, fibromyalgia, chronic headaches. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. There's so many issues that cause chronic pain. And we want to bring those things to light to help people to know that they're not alone, and hopefully bring awareness. And awareness hopefully will bring research and more cures and more solutions. So if you're living with some of the conditions that we've talked about, or if you're living with something other than what we've talked about, we'd love for you to reach out and share with us so that we can bring more awareness to these issues. And please do what you can to share our message from the Bolt for Life podcast with anyone that you know that may be suffering from these conditions or other ones that we may not have heard of yet. So you can share our podcast, you can share the Facebook page, you can share Instagram, or if you know of any other support groups or pages that you think might help people that listen to the Bolt for Life podcast, we want to invite you to do that. And we're going to have Nick on from Beach Barbell for our next episode. It's going to be a great one. So if you haven't already, subscribe to us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Wow. Well, it's great to go back and look at some of the messages throughout the last year. It's really been a journey, and it's tough to read some of those, but I feel really inspired by it. I feel inspired by all of you guys, and that keeps us motivated here to keep moving forward. And you know, I want to thank our producer, Brian, who without him, this would not even be possible. It's been an interesting year, but I feel really proud of what we've accomplished, and I'm really looking forward to the year ahead. So guys, please reach out to us. Please let me know what you guys think. Let me know how you feel. Let me know if there's any way I can help you, because all of you are helping me. We want to bring you the best possible inspiration and information. And for all of you out there that are doing your best to be your best, you're finding the things you can do, you are Bolt for Life.